Hey, hurdlers. Emily Abadi here, bringing you another installment of 5-Minute Friday from Hurdle. I feel like it's been a while since I just gave a little bit of background on Hurdle. I started the podcast at the end of 2017, beginning of 2018. It was something I had dreamed about for a while. I knew that I wanted to start a podcast, but didn't entirely know what I wanted it to be about. I knew that my bread and butter as a journalist and a 30-something woman living here in New York City was health and fitness content. And I wanted to intertwine that with my passions for entrepreneurship and female empowerment and all that goodness. And thus, after going through a personal crisis of sorts and sitting on my couch, staring at a friend, saying the sentence, "I just want to get over this hurdle," it all sort of clicked. And a few months later, Hurdle was born. And since then, 128 plus guested episodes later, a podcast that started bi-weekly on Mondays now launches 3 times each week. And I couldn't feel more lucky to have you listening to me through your headphones, through your speakers, or however you're getting your podcasts. This 5-Minute Friday segment came to be during the coronavirus pandemic as a way for me to continually engage with my lovely hurdlers during this unforeseen time in a fun new way. And so, if you're new to the segment, I tell a story, I share a thought prompt, I offer up some of my content highlights of the week, some cool things that I am listening to, reading, what I'm buying, etc. And that's it. Before we get into the swing of things today, I do want to take a moment to talk about my sponsor, Beam. If you've never heard of Beam, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to this. Beam is a Boston-based CBD company that's making waves in the wellness industry by offering products that combine THC-free CBD with other high-quality ingredients. It was founded by 2 ex-professional athletes who you have heard from on the show before. They are amazing guys. And they created this company because they wanted everyone to be able to experience what better really feels like. Whether you are sore or stressed, CBD is key for recovery and self-care. I am big on their Dream product. It comes in a CBD capsule or powder, and I just get better, more restful sleep whenever I take it. Dream will help your body wind down for a deeper night's sleep. And who doesn't want that? Get your Beam products today with a special offer for Hurdle listeners. Visit beamtlc.com and use the promo code Hurdle for 15% off any Beam product. beamtlc.com, that's beamtlc.com, and use the promo code Hurdle for 15% off today. So, this week's shtick, story, thing. I was folding laundry yesterday, which was way too long overdue to be done. You know what I'm getting at here. Anyway, I'm folding laundry in my bedroom yesterday, and I was just thinking about this time last year and what was going on. It was a friend of mine's birthday, and I was just reflecting on where him and I were at this time last year. We were actually traveling at Brooks headquarters in Washington. And so I was thinking about everything that was going on in 2019 in September and how crazy it was. I think about giving a talk to an amphitheater of 500 women. I think about running 22 miles this week in preparation for the Chicago Marathon. I think about one particular date I went on to eat ramen. I think about going to hot yoga at Lion's Den and going by myself in the middle of a workday to go see Brittany Runs a Marathon. What else? I remember signing this really big contract to work with a brand that I had been dreaming of working with as Emily the entrepreneur and not Emily the journalist. Anyway, I mean, I think about life, and life was a lot, but I was good at a lot. You know, I've always kind of been good at a lot. I prided myself on it, really. I was good at finding some semblance of balance despite waking up at 5:30 and running amok in this city. I think about that time in my life before COVID. And there have been times in the past 6 months or so where I craved that life. I've craved the hectic early mornings and the treadmill sprints and the, you know, the disheveled scene that would be my apartment the night before I was getting on an early flight with my away suitcase on the ground and just like thinking about the 3 hours of sleep that I was going to get and how tired I would be in the next day. I craved, you know, the excitement of big meetings in person and like unnecessary but necessary amounts of eye contact that feel slightly uncomfortable. I craved using my Delta app on my phone and of course hugs and handshakes and high fives and just what was, you know? I say all this because recently, and I think maybe this goes hand in hand with reading the book Mindset by Carol Dweck, which was Hurdle's book club pick for this month, I realized that I am, despite missing that stuff and reflecting on that time in my life, not saying that with this idea that it'll never get back to being that way, but just I feel really grateful that this year hasn't been like that. And don't get me wrong. I mean, this year has been hard as all hell. So hard. But if this year didn't happen this way, I wouldn't be who I am. And a lot of amazing things have happened. I've had a big year personally and professionally, and I do understand that it's my quote unquote growth mindset that makes me think of this year this way and reflect on it positively. But I have been able to grow a lot. I've been able to make some really important, valuable connections. I've been able to walk away from some things that I'm not exactly sure I would have had the guts to do otherwise. I've had some wins in my work. I've had some growth with the podcast. I've been able to set boundaries that literally in my life I have never, ever been successful at setting before. And yeah, like it's different, but what I've come to understand and really appreciate lately is that different isn't bad. It's just that it's different. And lately, honestly, different just makes me feel pretty lucky. And so my prompt for you this week is, what is one thing that happened in the past month that you did not expect, but you're better for? Again, what is one thing that happened in the past month that you didn't expect, but you are better for? Highlights of the week, links to all of this goodness are in the show notes. Listen, my good friend Allie Feller, Allie on the Run, episode 279 with Justin Grunwald. I adore Allie. We text often. We've been on each other's shows before. And I really loved her interview with Justin this week. He's a doctor. He's an ultra runner. He's an avid chaser of the commonly adored FKTs, that's fastest known times. And he's also known as the husband to the late Gabe Grunwald, who passed away last year after a lengthy battle with rare cancer. Justin gets really vulnerable in this episode, and I love Allie's interview style and how she asks him tough questions and allows him to take his time to get to his thoughtful, open, honest questions. And I'm so grateful for their conversation because I think it's important. He opens up about finding love after loss and what's going on in his life. And I just highly encourage you all to definitely give it a listen. Next up, listen. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. Dynamite by BTS. Okay, so here's the thing. I am not a BTS fan, not at all, but they are certainly culturally relevant. If you haven't heard of them, they're a K-pop band with an insane, obscene amount of fans, and this is their first new song that's in full English. And so I just feel like it's got a big energy, people are all about it, and right now, like if there's something that can bring this heightened mood to the masses, why not? Okay, Highlight, sign up 1 million miles for justice. Y'all, we're here for phase one of this challenge, and it is back, and the Hurdlers team is back in full force. We had over 100 people sign up and donate in the first phase of this challenge, and now it would mean the world to me if we could come together and do it again. You can walk, you can run, you can bike, you can earn these miles however you want. This time around, the proceeds are going to the Children's Defense Fund, which is a national child advocacy organization that works to uplift all children of color. Head on over to onemmj.org and look for the group Hurdlers to register today. If you did not participate in round one, use the code HURDLERS5 for $5 off your registration today. Again, that is HURDLERS5 for $5 off your registration today. Head on over to 1mmj.org. Look for the group Hurdlers to register today. Coupon codes are in the show notes as well. If you have yet to do so, make sure to subscribe to the Weekly Hurdle. In there, I've got a lot of links for the things that you guys are messaging me about over on Instagram. If you do not follow Hurdle on Instagram, please make sure to do so. It is at Hurdle Podcast, and I am also over at Emily Abadi. Also, I would be remiss not to mention, as today is the anniversary of the September 11th attacks, that my heart, being a New Yorker, is here and with all of the families that lost loved ones on that day. I say it often, stronger together. I'm grateful for this community. I am here for this community, and together we can do hard things. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.